Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Friday, the 8th day of July, 2011. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Coming up on the broadcast today, we have Larry Pratt joining us to cover the unfolding stage terror attack that is Operation Fast and Furious, that is threatening to bring down Attorney General Eric Holder and, of course, the Obama administration. But Holder survived Oklahoma City and the cover-up of that as the assistant to Miss Reno, back in 1995-96. So we shouldn't count our chickens before they are hatched, as it said. The head of Gun Owners of America will be joining us coming up in about an hour from now. Bob Chapman with his Friday visit, as usual. We also had the lady joining us who was arrested earlier in the week at a city council meeting in Arizona, in Quartzsville. And it was her turn to speak, but she was bringing up corruption, and so they said, arrest her. The mayor said, do not arrest her. It is her time to speak. And the police looked at the mayor and said, we run this town, boy. So, total mutiny, and we mentioned a little bit on Tuesday, but I'm going to be going over it in detail with Miss Jones coming up about an hour and a half from now after Larry Pratt leaves us today. Now, this happens a lot. I tend to start looking at a case, and then I get caught up in other news. And then as things develop, I really then get angry and have a big freak out over it. And this started last night, and this morning, my wife and I spent off and on about 3 hours this morning trying, because I know Jaron tried earlier in the week, to find the location of the storage shed facility in Houston that the maintenance man lived at with his 6 children. And he lost his job a few years ago as a welder, lost his home, couldn't get credit for one, stayed in shelters for a while, and got a job down the street from the shelter at a storage facility as the maintenance man. And he turned one of the large units, and I've seen people here in Austin living in them. That's one of the big dirty secrets. And, of course, using the bathroom there at the business. And had a air conditioner, refrigerator, computers, everything. And by the way, the children are homeschooled. That's why in the photos and videos they look so happy. And well-spoken, intelligent folks, they're trying to save money to get a house in the last couple years. And it's not illegal to be poor. And the CPS came and took them and said because they were living in the storage shed. Well, I mean, I've got distant cousins that I visited when I was a child who lived in things that were one step up from dirt floors. My wife has sent me the general address of the place. The storage facility, the group doesn't even have a name, as a lot of these little hole-in-the-wall places do. We've done a big investigation, and so we're going to get you that address later in the hour and ask listeners. But my wife just called me when I got to the office. She said she'd found the location on Google Maps, talking to locals that know them, so that we could send people there, but I do not see this in her boil down. All right. Well, we'll pull up those Google Maps later in the hour for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, and so I can direct folks to the general area so that they can get over there. I am offering out of the gates $10,000 of our InfoWars capital. Well, my personal money, to the family to help get them an apartment or a house. And I know we have so many listeners in Houston that if we just put out the word, because obviously they don't have credit like a lot of Americans, we can find listeners that will rent them at a reasonable price a place, and I will put $10,000 of their rent down, because I've been studying these people for 5 days. They're good people, and more of us are going to be in the crosshairs of this, but there's a larger issue involved. We're going to break it down on the other side of this quick break. I called the Houston Chronicle and said I'd like to give them money, and they just laughed at me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the deal. Very important live Friday broadcast lined up for you here in the next 3 hours, and I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, of course. We have now more Pentagon admissions. They are preparing for a massive ground invasion of Libya. Just as we told you in late September, early October, the Russians are confirming that. NATO's openly now calling for that. They're calling it a humanitarian ground force, tanks and armored vehicles and more helicopters. That, of course, is gigantic news, and we're going to be going over that. Huge news on the economy front. Also, all over the United States, cities are striking back against people growing gardens in their yards and trying to shut them down with code enforcers. A new video has come out of a man arrested in his front yard. Turns out it's a Prison Planet TV subscriber. Turns out we have a statement from him. I was sent the video last night, and sure enough, looked, and there was the statement from the gentleman where the police pull his neighbor over, put her in handcuffs while they search the car. The woman looks about as innocuous as Barney Fife. And then let her go. And the guy yells, Nazis, which it is a Nazi tactic to have warrantless searches and put people in handcuffs. They TSA search her breast and grabbing them. And the cops come over and charge him for racial slur against Nazis. You cannot make this type of stuff up. Days later, the court dropped the charges, but not before he went to jail. And even if an idiot's calling cops names from their own yard, ignore it. Somebody flips me off in traffic or something, I just look forward and ignore it. I mean, you know, you signed on for this job, and you shouldn't abuse your authority just to show somebody who the boss is, and you shouldn't be doing a TSA-style grope. This stuff's being, you know, proliferating out everywhere. So I want to get to that video later if we can. The lady arrested in an Arizona town during a three-minute speech that she was signed up for in Citizens Communications. The mayor ordered police to get their hands off of her. She was being very polite, but she was covering corruption in the city and in the police department. And the police said, no, she will not speak about this, and arrested her. And the mayor said, I am your boss. Do not do this. And the cop said, I mean, this is incredible footage. Incredible. And obviously, it's been out for a few days. We posted it, on Tuesday at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Miss Jones, who got arrested, is going to be joining us coming up in about an hour and a half from now. Larry Pratt, head of Gunners of America, on the whole Fast and Furious gun running case, where Holder's now been caught perjuring himself to Congress, the Attorney General, the ATF head turning against him, saying he was ordered to do this, and that the Attorney General knew all about it. That is all coming up today. And, of course, our weekly visit with Bob Chapman. And they also executed the Mexican national who was convicted of raping and killing a 16-year-old. And I say good for Texas, regardless of what you think of the death penalty. The feds do not have any right or jurisdiction to tell a state what they can do with their courts. And this guy was a child killer, and now he's dead. All right, continuing. We've now got a big development as well. A whole bunch of firearms were found connected to the ATF shipment of guns into Mexico. 43 weapons at Phoenix traffic stop linked to Holder's gun running scandal. I mean, this is getting big and getting big fast. So we're going to be going over that as well. U.S. government openly admits arming Mexican drug gangs with 30,000 firearms. But why? Mike Adams breaks down that in a big report with the rest of the story, how this is a false flag attack against the Second Amendment. So that is all coming up. Now that said, I became aware of this on the 4th of July, and then on Tuesday morning, it became a national news story. And you heard about the kids living in shed taken into custody. And actually what it was a retrofitted large 12 by 25 foot shed. There are a lot of families living in tents around this country now, ladies and gentlemen. And I didn't jump the gun on this. I did a lot of research into the family, into the Leonards. And they are Christians. They are homeschooling. You can look at photos and videos of their children, sparkly eyes, healthy. They don't have that zombie Ritalin look of most kids. They're Christian people. He was a welder. He lost his job 3 years ago and couldn't get credit for a house. The only job he could get was running a boat and a storage shed, an RV park facility. So it's an RV park. That's why folks didn't look down. A lot of them are old-timers who stay in the RV park. They remember growing up when they were in a log cabin or on dirt floors. So he's the maintenance man there, and he retrofitted it with air conditioners and computers and electricity, and they've got community bathrooms there. And he'd been saving his money up for almost 3 years. They were actually getting ready to get a home. And the CPS came, and they didn't have any help for this family, a family that didn't want welfare. And CPS is trained. I have their textbooks, even the University of Texas has for social workers. We've posted this on the Prison Planet Forum years ago. People don't ever believe this stuff where they say the family is archaic, needs to be eradicated, that the state is going to run everything, and already Germany's trying to pass laws to do this. The family courts were set up 1910 or so in the U.S., about 1900 to England, where it all started for racial hygiene. Germany didn't adopt this till 33 when Hitler got in. It wasn't widespread till 35. They had eugenics courts, forced sterilization, the taking of single mothers' children, especially ones that Hitler wanted for the military, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, single parent, boom, your kids are gone. If you were another group they didn't like, they would just kill you. And when they, six kids is a prize for CPS. See, if you didn't know this, over 70%, you can pull these numbers up, or just type DynCorp running CPS operations. A little over 70% of CPS are actual private contractors, just like contractors in Afghanistan or Iraq, private contractors going around grabbing kids. And they actually get bonuses off of how many children they get. And off six children, you're looking at several hundred thousand dollars that they're going to get in a year off them of federal and state money and expand their operations. Then big campaign contributions are given by the big orphanages and the places that place the children with foster parents. And I've seen cases of some of these people that run these rackets in Austin, some of the directors making $3, $4 million a year individually in Austin and Dallas in cases we've covered. They then fence out the, quote, better kids to through adoption agencies if they're smaller. With the older ones they grab, and these children are ages, 12 to 2, they will hop them up because statistically a lot of Christian families do want black children, but they're not in as much demand. And then they got the black groups, a lot of times funded by the government, lobbying that whites not be able to save these black children because there are Christian white folks particularly that will adopt black kids en masse, try to save them. And they have big black groups fighting against whites adopting blacks. It's funny, the NAACP, if the police beat a gang member, there'll be a big demonstration and lawsuits. But when they're grabbing and hunting black children, and when 52% of blacks are never born in this country and aborted, it's not even a news item. It's not even discussed. But I digress here. This is a Christian homeschooling family. He's a carpenter and a handyman and welder. He retrofitted this as a home. And I've seen video inside the house. It's a little house, pretty nice. Many of our presidents grew up in things a lot, worse than this. And by the way, they go through it in the articles that CPS takes people from rural areas that have outhouses. Folks, I've got family. I mean, I've got a lot of family way out in the country who've got nice homes. But just until recently had outhouses because, they're 10 miles from water or they've got a well and a pump on it, but sometimes it breaks. They got an outhouse as well. CPS is on record in the San Antonio Express News, Houston Chronicle, saying you got an outhouse, your kids are gone. You don't have air conditioning, your kids are gone. If you store their clothes in boxes, this is in the news. And CPS says, yes, that is abuse. Now, they had in 2000 the cover of Time magazine, The Shame of Foster Care, admitting that you're five times more likely to be abused in government custody than with your parents. So this is the most abusive group. And this is where the pedophiles go to get jobs and other things. Am I saying every one of you is a pedophile? No. Once in traffic and once at a grocery store, effeminate, pot-bellied, pedophile-type men that fit the archetype came up and got mad at me in traffic and once in a grocery store and were like going, I hate you, and showing their teeth. And I said, you're a CPS worker. And they just completely, I rolled my window and said, you're a CPS worker, aren't you? I could just look at them instantly and they would go, you, how do you know? Because I know. I've used to fight CPS back 15, 14 years ago when I was just local, and it tore my guts out so bad that 10 years ago I had to stop. Because I would go into these situations, I would get the documents, I'd try to get them lawyers, and I would cry, I would lose sleep, because I was containing feelings of extreme violence, which are natural when you've got predators grabbing children. So here's the bottom line. They didn't help this family. You know, if you're illegal aliens with 10 kids, that you'll get everything. Or if you'll be a black woman or a white woman or a Hispanic woman and not have a husband in the house, they'll give you all the money you ever wanted and leave you alone. That's where they also recruit a lot of their CPS workers. I've noticed as former welfare people. But if you're a black man bucking the trend of 91% of blacks being illegitimate, which then triples their chances of prison, quadruples their chances of drug abuse, if you buck the engineering, blacks were only about 45% illegitimate pre-1950. Now this is starting to happen to whites as well. Everybody. They start with the blacks first. They see as a group that's been targeted and that folks somehow just, you know, don't think are the same as everybody else. So they allow it to be done to them first as a beta test. As Tony Brown has said, what you let be done to black folks, don't worry, it's coming to your neighborhood. And they don't like a black man working hard and building a home for his family. They don't like a guy who doesn't go on welfare. They don't like a Christian. They don't like a man taking care of his children and raising his boys and his girls. So they came and took them. Now I've talked to the lawyers involved and others. Even though I've now learned there were groups trying to get them in my house, CPS wants to keep the kids. This is about to be on KHOU's about to have them on. And folks are people have already stepped forward. I said I was going to do it. Folks have stepped forward with the house. CPS says no, kids are ours. All right, my friends, we're back live. So, the CPS has a goal, and every year under the federal regulations, the quota goes up of how many children they grab. And, again, the illegal aliens, I think they should be left alone by CPS, but they're off limits. They build shanty towns all over the place. I can take you to Austin to some right now. They're left alone. At golf courses everywhere, there are shacks and things on the back 40 where whole families of illegals live. But that's okay. You get, though, an Americanized Hispanic or black person, white person, whatever the case may be, and you try to have an air-conditioned metal housing there at a RV/boat storage park with storage facilities. He builds a little house while he's saving money being the maintenance man there. After losing his job that was better paid as a welder 3 years ago and losing his home in this depression, and they come for you. In the Great Depression, there were tens of millions of homeless people living in tents, living out of cars. Did the government come and spend 3-4 times the money to grab the children, to house the children, than it would cost to just help the people? No, the government didn't take their children, and the government didn't help the people. Didn't do either. But in this case, it's private CPS with contracts with these fraudulent family courts, and they come in. I see this all the time. Cases, I see it every few months. It's almost always, young, middle class, the archetype MO is kind of quasi well-educated, young 20-year-old hippie couples who will buy an RV and the dad will work in town at an odd job, but they live out in an RV park in an RV and pump it out, you know, once a week and whatever. And the kids are really healthy and happy. And the CPS comes and takes them and says, because you're living in an RV park, or because you're vegetarian, or because, and it just goes on and on and on. So that's that type. Boy, let me tell you, you got white kids and you're living in an RV, your kids are gone, because they're going to get $300,000 to $500,000. $300,000 to $500,000 on those children in the open market. because rich people will pay a lot of money for a white kid. Most of the white people I see have got kidnapped Hispanic kids or black kids because it's so hard to get a white kid. And I see it everywhere. And the parents, of course, are totally unaware of where their children came from. They have no idea what a racket in the business this is. Now, the bad news is a lot of folks, for whatever reason, one of the most hard-to-adopt groups is black children. They get where, and why are they valuable? Well, the Dying Corps groups and others first get them. That's who runs these things, subsidiaries of Dying Corps and others. They get the children, and they make a lot of money out of them. But then once they have their psychologist say the child screaming and crying for their parents, that's mental illness, you go on Ritalin. Then they get more depressed. Then they go on Prozac. And on average, I've shown the state hearings here, it's the same nationwide average, 68% of foster children nationwide, and again, that's the state average in Texas, you can Google it, headline, more than two-thirds of Texas foster children on more than seven drugs. And they take them. Then the children, after five, six drugs, start having seizures. Then they put them on anti-seizure medication. By the time they're 20, they are mind-blown zombies. And they throw them out. And I've seen studies done. I've gone and talked to them. You see a lot of these old homeless people who aren't even drunks. A lot of them are black. And you know, they'll be 30, 40 years old, look like they're 60, all on the side of the corners talking to themselves. If you go talk to them, they'll say, "You're talking to me?" I'll say, "Tell me your story." "Well, when I was 9 in Mississippi, they took me from my mama and my daddy. We lived back in the swamp. And then they, you're not going to take me. They gave me the drugs and they shocked me. And it didn't ever saw my mama again. They took my mama and sterilized her." I mean, go talk to them. Go find out who these humans are. And these six children, they're going to slow murder their minds as well. They can't wait to kill them. Just like they did to Hemingway. And I am not going to sit here and put up with it anymore. They will take them, and they will get 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100,000. That's why they put them on average seven drugs, 68%. And then there was testimony, it's in my film Endgame, to the legislature, and Susanna Hupp, the good representative, and others are saying, "Why are 68% on an average of seven drugs?" And he goes, "They come from bad gene pools. They're subhuman. They deserve it." And that's what they do. They grab the black and Hispanic children, and they're happy. And there's doctors in the WOAI TV piece they did a few years ago admitting that work, who blew the whistle. They said they take healthy, happy kids, and 2 years later, in some cases, they're dead. They kill them. They put them on so many drugs to get the money. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Okay. Let me finish up with this whole case, and as things develop, we'll continue to report on it. I put out a video this morning at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, uploaded from my iPhone 4, directly there, basically in live time. Alert, help save six kidnapped children. Now, we've now talked to some of the lawyers involved. We've talked to some of the reporters involved at KHOU. My wife's been on the phone all morning, and reportedly they're getting ready to interview the Leonard family that had their six children taken away for being poor and living in a retrofitted metal building with air conditioning and power and computers and everything. I mean, is it a crime to not have air conditioner? Yes, CPS is in the news saying, "We'll even take you for that." So I guess everybody pre-1950s and the advent of the popularization of air conditioning would have your children taken. And I was intending to go down there, and I'm still thinking about it because KHOU is set to report, we're told, that someone has stepped forward with a house for them. And I was just going to give them money and then call for listeners to show them some houses that they would rent them at a good price, and then I would, you know, pay for 6 months or something. I think $10,000 actually would, for a half-decent house, probably pay for a year down in Houston that wasn't in too fancy of an area or close to it. But see, that doesn't mean CPS would even let them go. They claim you're neglectful because you would live with your children, and you've got six children. They say that's too many. They have a whole eugenics angle. They went on to say Well, the point is that we have to call their Trump. We have to call their scam, and we have to trump them with getting this family the help they need. And people say, well, there's a million families this is happening to. Well, the point is that you point out this is wrong. And you don't just lackadaisically act like it's no big deal. I called lawyers this morning trying to get find out where they lived that I'd seen in the news. I called TV stations, radio stations, KHOU and others finally helped. They act like humans. The Chronicle had articles they published saying it was wrong what happened. So I'm not just bashing the Houston Chronicle here, but I got on the phone with one guy, and my wife is being very polite, and then I got on the phone because the guy wasn't helping, and I said, listen, he goes, I'm not helping another news agency. And I said, sir, normally if this was a media thing, I'd have my producer call you. I said, I'm calling you. You can Google Alex Jones. He goes, I know. So I think he was saying he knew who I was. And I said, I built a veteran a new house, built Memorial Church. You know, I like to, you know, have examples of coming to people's aid to get other people to have the same attitude and to point out what's happening. I mean, things pull on my heartstrings. And I said, please, you know where this is. Just tell us where it is. It's not in the report. And he said, no, you can try to talk to the reporter later if you want. It made me very, very angry. And the guy was pretty much laughing at me. It was very, I guess people probably don't even believe there are folks that care. Like, it's bad to even care. It's bad to think CPS grabbing kids for no reason is wrong. It's bad to not want TSA to stick their hands down your pants. It's bad to not want the president to launch new wars without congressional approval. It's bad. And I run into so many people that have this attitude, but the Houston Chronicle did run a report that was very fair, and so did the Austin American Statesman, San Antonio Express News. But they don't care if 90% of the articles are against what TSA is doing. TSA just goes forward. They don't care, CPS. I mean, they're mercenaries. They're going to get money off these children because they're not agencies there to help you. They're there to take your children. If you want to say you can be on welfare, can't have a man in the house, you know, live in crack-infested neighborhoods and then go into juvenile when you're young and learn how to be a criminal so the inner cities can become engines of crime wave after crime wave and riots and racial tension, that's all wonderful. That's what the system wants. They don't like with only 9% of blacks being, quote, legitimate, coming from a, you know, a married couple, non-broken homes. They don't like that 9%. They target them. And what, 50 years ago, 90%+ of whites were legitimate. Now over 50% are illegitimate. Same stuff that happened to blacks. Social degeneration is now happening. Blacks were less than 50% illegitimate, but pre-1950, now 91%. And, I mean, it just, civilization is collapsing because they'll give you that welfare. Keep that man out of the house. Put your kids in the inner city schools. Do this. But, oh, you're a black man that lost his job 3 years ago and took a lower job and built and retrofitted at the place that you manage as a maintenance man. You've been saving money for a house, how we built this country. And you homeschool your children. I've seen video and photos. Great looking, happy. You can see electric Christian children. Those of you that love to bash Christians, you ever really known real Christians? Poor people? Go into neighborhoods where people are really poor, and the Christians' yards are straight, they're hardworking, they have loving eyes, they're good people, they're happy, they appreciate life. And right next to them, you'll have burnout motorcycles and cars on blocks and people beating their kids and hell on earth, and they're all on welfare. And right next door, you got the poor Christians who aren't on welfare, and the CPS is at their house every month trying to take their kids. They're targeting these people. They're targeting homeschoolers, even wealthy homeschoolers, taking them away in California, Michigan, busting down doors, demanding to be let in to see the curriculum. Doesn't matter if the homeschoolers are winning all the big spelling bees and geography bees. The system wants to shut it down. They don't want people to flee outside their system. And as the economy implodes, are they going to take more and more children? I sent Rob Dew. We have footage of this. We did reports. What was it now, 2 years ago, Rob? I sent him to the tent cities in Sacramento and Los Angeles where there are families living out there. Now they've made them all move off that. Same thing in Hawaii. And they lock them up at night at the sports stadium at facilities. And if you've got kids, they take them. These aren't drunks and drug addicts. In fact, a lot of these people, when I was at the Capitol a few weeks ago, I came out, and this, you could tell he was Special Forces, this big, like 6'4" black guy, and was riding on a bicycle with a headset on, and he pulled over, and he said, "Oh, Alex Jones, I just love you. I heard you were here. That's why I came down here." And he had his little ear. He goes, "I listen to you all the time." He goes, "I was, you know, 8 years, you know, Special Forces, Green Beret." You could tell, talking to the guy, he was, you know, scary. I mean, you could tell this is a tough guy. And he was like, "You know, that I got out, they won't give me anything. And I'm homeless. I've been saving money for 2 years to try to get out of this. And he was all clean, too. You could tell he'd been living on the street for 2 years trying to save money. He's like, "The police harass me when I'm out here homeless." He's probably listening right now. This is where our soldiers are. This is what they've turned. He was like, I was in this country. I was in Colombia. I was in Desert Storm. I was in all these wars. And you're right. As soon as I got out of there, they had nothing. He just went on and on and on and on. And I was sitting there talking to this guy, who looked like a really high quality person. And you know, if he had kids, would they take his kids? This is outrageous. So I wanted to go ahead and play the original KHOU report with the family here. And then later today, they're reportedly going to interview the family. And folks are trying now offer them a house and money. But that doesn't mean the CPS aren't going to try to keep them. They're going to try to keep those kids because they're mercenaries. And you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on six kids. And they will drug them 68% of the time, and they'll put them on average seven drugs. They will destroy these children's minds. Because again, by listing them, and it's on record, if you cry for your mother and father, you are drugged immediately. That is mental illness. It is abnormal to throw fits or demand to have your parents. Can you imagine? I've got an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and they don't like it when we have a part-time nanny come over. You know, they're great people. They want to be with us. Or when relatives come over to keep them sometimes. They really love us. They really want to be with us. I can't imagine the pain this family. And because I have empathy for them, I'm the bad guy. I even see on the YouTube channel some folks going, "Good, they need to be taken. They're living in a storage shed." The way the media spun that. I mean, it doesn't matter. The point is that he retrofitted it. It had air conditioning. It had a refrigerator. It had power. It probably sounds like a fun place to live. You know, there with people living in their RVs, and they got storage sheds and people storing their boats there, and he's the maintenance man. I mean, I got to tell you, folks, just like in the movie Caddyshack, the maintenance man lives at the greenhouse. I grew up in Dallas medium tier golf course, nothing fancy, the neighborhood. And there was a big sprawling complex back in the woods, back in the area where the maintenance people were. And a couple of them lived there. They were pretty much illegal aliens. And I remember getting to know them and some of their kids. In fact, one of them named was Mario, and he had a son for the first year he was there who the family lived there. And I'd play soccer with his son and stuff. And then later he ended up starting his own lawn company and became wealthy. And I remember going over to their house, you know, decade later in high school when they lived in a house bigger than we had. But the American dream. The point is, you're going to take Mario's son. What was his name? Is it Julio? The point is what America is. How do you think our immigrant ancestors that came here lived? How do you think of 35 million people in Mexico City, half of them live in cardboard boxes? You're going to take all their kids? It's not your fault. And this guy was working. This guy was working. And they took him. And the point is, they didn't help him. The government will put you on welfare and put you in a Section 8 housing, but they won't come to you and say, "Well, you need help? We're going to help you get a house." No. And how many people are having their houses taken? I don't know how many people are having to move in with their parents or move in with their brothers and sisters. All right, let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Thought their home was safe, but the state disagreed.
Now, a mother and father are fighting to get their children back.
KHOU 11 News reporter Rux Russell found out what led them to seek shelter in a storage shed and why they believe the state is out of line.
At first glance, Prince and Charlemagne Leonard seem to be pulling into a driveway with an ordinary home on the other end. But look again.
It has a freezer section. We keep the frozen vegetables and meat, sort of like shoes under the shelving, a secondary computer.
This is home.
This is home.
Turns out home for the Leonards and their six children is a 12-foot-wide, 25-foot-long Northeast Houston storage shed.
But you have to make the best of what you have.
They moved in 3 years ago after the father, an unemployed welder, got hired here as a maintenance worker. They couldn't afford an apartment, and the homeless shelter didn't seem safe enough.
It's nice safer here. You know, you get secure. We can let our kids go out and play.
Hard times led the Leonards to this storage facility, but it was a passerby's observation that led to a fight with the state over the custody of their kids.
Oh, tattletale.
Someone told Child Protective Services that there appeared to be unattended children on the property. A caseworker investigated and the state took custody of the kids.
We didn't do anything wrong. We're doing the best that we can for our children.
A CPS spokesperson says the children were removed because the storage shed is a dangerous environment. A local activist is fighting to reunite the family.
You don't take people's children and snatch them away from families and separate children strictly because their parents are poor and fall on hard times.
I want my children back with me, where they belong.
Back in a home that's far from ordinary. In Northeast Houston, Rux Russell, KHOU 11 News.
Now, it's a big metal, you know, peaked roof, fence all the way around it, giant facility. People see kids running around, so they call and the state comes. Why don't you call on Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan imploding the economy by design? Why don't you call for Obama to be impeached for launching illegal wars? Why don't you go after the real issues instead of six children, one girl, five boys running around behind a fence? And I can't tell you how many hundreds of cases I've seen in 16 years in even wealthy areas where people see children playing behind a cyclone fence in their own yard, and the CPS comes saying, the mother's like, I was watching them out the window. They're in the backyard. Sorry. I could tell you how many wealthy people are even at school and fall off a merry-go-round and break their finger or their arm, and the CPS goes ahead and comes and tries to take them, and then 3 days later in court, they have to bring in the school admitting it even happened there. Your child falls off the swing at the park, they're going to try to take your children. Okay? This is what America has become, and these aren't real courts. Now, I want to give you, in fact, we can back it up. You can actually see on the sign the name of the facility. About a minute into that video, you can see it looks like Oates RV. But we've tried to find that number online. Boat RV is the name of the storage facility. And he's the maintenance man, and he lives there in air conditioning in a big metal building. And it's a big, giant building. He's only got one part of it. And it's at the 12,000 block of McNair, M-C-N-A-I-R. And Boat RV is the sign on the facility. The 12,000 block of McNair. And you can put that in McNair, 12,000 block of McNair. It's at the end of the road on Google Maps. And there it is. I mean, there's a big parkland all around it. It looks like a semi-rural area. Looks like some lower middle class houses across the street. And that's it. And you got your kids living in a metal building with air conditioning and computers and everything else. They're going to take them. And that's how they operate in America. Now, I know I've spent pretty much most of this first hour on this subject. And they don't even tell you who that activist is on the newscast, or I would get him on. It's been really hard. And again, you call it the Chronicle and you go, hey, I'm a radio talk show host. I'd like to give these people some money. I'd like to try to help them get a house. Do you have any contacts for them? Do you have the number at that place's office? And they just say, I'm not going to help another news agency. I'm like, but I'm not a news agency. That's what I told Talkers Magazine a month ago. I said, I'm not in an industry. I'm on a mission. Like the Blues Brothers say, we're on a mission from God. I'm on a mission. At the end of the day, we raise money and capital to expand our overall operation. But KHOU and others have not acted like that when we've called them. And maybe I just got the wrong person on the phone at the Chronicle at their news desk. But I don't like being laughed at and just complete arrogance. I guess they didn't believe I was like, I really want to help these people. There's hundreds of cases of this every week without even looking. I mean, it's endless. I even try to stay away from this because it freaks me out too much. It's so fundamentally evil that this is going on, and that we have a new video of a guy being arrested in his front yard. He's all the way back in his garage filming cops searching a woman TSA style, you know, her breast and everything. Now they just pull you over, put you in handcuffs before they conduct a search without probable cause. And then he calls them Nazis, and it is a Nazi-style tactic. And they come over, and they say, we're going to get you for too tall of grass. Looks like it's about 3 inches tall. Then they say, we're going to get you for disorderly conduct. And he says, get off my property. I'm leaving. They said, no. They come into his garage. They say, we're going to charge you for a racial slur talking bad about Nazis. Folks, the video's on InfoWars.com. I know that sounds insane, but they really do. You're not allowed to talk bad about Nazis now. But again, there's not even laws against racial slurs in this country. This is the political correctness that now you can't call people Nazis that are engaging in type of police activities the Third Reich did. Of course, the Third Reich had good reasons for what they were doing, according to them, as well. All right, we've got a bunch of other news coming up here, but I'm probably going to have to go to Houston and try to help these people. I mean, somebody's got to do it. We'll be right back. We need folks to get over to the boat and RV storage facility where the Leonards live, where their children did live before they were kidnapped, and help them. You know, in conclusion, I just want to point out that we see all these archetypal movies and books and actual historical cases of groups coming in the night and grabbing your children and running away with them. And you think of that as the ultimate evil. But then these private contractors with quasi-government power under race, hygiene, eugenics courts, that's what family courts are. That's how they were set up. Didn't happen until about 100 years ago. In fact, a little over 100 years ago now, 1910 or so. And they just do whatever they want. They've set them up all over the Western world. And then they build a society, a technological system. Then they make it impossible for a lot of people to pay for everything you're supposed to have. Then they come and take your children. And even the Houston Chronicle says a family law attorney, Julia Ketterman, has worked countless cases in which Child Protective Services took children away from parents for reasons that range from family using an outhouse instead of an indoor plumbing to keeping clothes in boxes instead of dressers. Ketterman said CPS caseworkers deemed those instances as unsafe and cramped living conditions, which is grounds for removal by the agency standards, while the government bankrupts everybody. But to me, they're being picked up because they are poor, she said. Legally, CPS cannot cite poverty as a reason to remove children from parental custody. But they do it absolutely all the time, said Ketterman, who has worked as a defense attorney in CPS cases in Houston for more than 5 years. The case of Prince and Charlemagne Leonard and their children is similar to many Ketterman says she's seen and handled. Last month, CPS removed the couple's six children, which is just now getting news attention, after agency caseworkers said that the small storage shed an East Houston family was staying in contained unsafe living conditions. And then it goes to the 12 by 25 foot shed for nearly 4 years, outfitting it with a wood-burning heater, AC unit, and composite toilet while fetching water from a nearby spigot. CPS officials, they're officials, not mercenaries, ranging in age from 2 to 12, were not removed because of poverty reasons, but CPS spokesman said Thursday would not provide more detailed explanation. So there you go. And it's all over the news, children removed for poverty. And I was just given a piece of legislation to provide for an employee election W-4 form to have amounts deducted and withheld from wages to be used to reduce the public debt. Wow. This bill just came out. They've introduced a new bill. This is from thomas.loc.gov, Library of Congress, that they're introducing legislation to try to pay off the national debt for a new direct tax on working class people. Yeah, I tell you, the news is coming in so fast. And you know what? I like to humanize stuff because this is what I'm feeling. This upsets me. This is the bedrock in America that they take your children just because they get money off of it. And I've got all this other news and Larry Pratt coming up with something that could bring down Obama. This whole Fast and Furious gun situation, shipping the guns into Mexico, Holder caught lying to Congress. That's all coming up. I've got the woman, Jennifer Jones, arrested during three-minute citizens' communication for talking about government corruption. Headline from World Net Daily, Nazi police kidnap woman at town hall. Outraged mayor, I'm not going to quit until I see them in jail. And they were talking about corruption in the police department. So the cops said, that's not allowed. Where the mayor says, don't do that. I'm your boss. And they say, we run this town, boy. And that's out of Quartzsite, Arizona. I've been through Quartzsite. Another video we've got up at prisonplanet.com. Man arrested for filming police from his own yard. Holy mackerel. And I've got a bunch of economic news. I've got the invasion news. Dow skids over 100 after dismal jobs. Look, we got people having their back, their gardens shut down. It's all coming up.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we're getting a report out on this at Infowars.com in the next 30 minutes or so, but we have the bill here, thomas.loc.gov. It's H.R. 2411, and this is how the income tax started in World War II. They had it on the books in 1913, where they said, just for the war, we're going to garnish this war tax, and this new thing gives you an elective checkoff box in your W-4 to give more money to the government. And in a way, this is kind of cute because Warren Buffett and all these people that claim they want to pay more taxes, but really they're exempt the way they've had the laws written. Now they can be put on the hot seat going, quit calling for our taxes to be raised. If you want to give more, give more. To provide for an employee election on Form W-4 to have amounts deducted and withheld from wages to use to reduce the public debt, which is impossible to pay off because it's a Ponzi scheme designed by the central banks to totally bankrupt society. But that's
Happy Independence Day.
Yeah, Happy Independence Day. Absolutely incredible. We got Larry Pratt joining us with just an absolutely huge story. The attorney general has been accused by the ATF of perjuring himself by the head of the ATF in Congress and in other venues, saying he knew nothing about ordering the ATF to carry out Operation Fast and Furious that now is confirmed to ship 30,000 firearms into Mexico to drug gangs to then track them back here and to crime in Mexico as a pretext to call for total semi-automatic weapons bans. So that's coming up in the next segment. You know, I see these type of reports all the time. Does Michelle Obama know about this? Because she's saying we all need gardens and we need a government tax on salt and fattening things. But then she's always in public eating the most fattening things you can imagine. Who blames her? It tastes good. But it goes on. Does Michelle Obama know about this? Their front yard was torn up after replacing a sewer line. They put really nice little boxes in. In fact, show me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. So instead of replacing the dirt with grass, one Oak Park woman put in a vegetable garden, and now the city is seeing green. And there's just some nice little boxes for tomatoes and peppers and things like that. The list goes on. Fresh basil, cabbage, carrots, tomatoes, cucumbers, and more, all filling five large planter boxes that fill the Bass family front yard. Well, so you don't really own your land. You pay a property tax on it, which we didn't have for the last 80 years or so, and they tell you what you can do. Julie Bass says, we thought we were minding our own business, doing something not ostentatious and certainly not obnoxious or nothing that is a blight on the neighborhood, so we didn't think people would care very much. Well, don't worry, a tattletale. Tattletale knows what to do. They get money for it. But some cared very much and called the city. The city then sent out a code enforcement. They warned us at first that we had to move the vegetables from the front, that no vegetables were allowed in the front yard. We didn't move them because we didn't think we were doing anything wrong. even according to city code, we didn't think we were doing anything wrong. Yeah, you can plant whatever plant you want in your front yard. So they ticketed us and charged me with a misdemeanor, Bass said. City code says that all unpaved portions of the site shall be planted with grass or ground cover or shrubbery or other suitable live plant material. Well, tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers are what Bass sees as suitable. Yeah, they're pretty plants. However, Oak Park Planning and Technology Director Kevin Rogalski says the city disagrees. So this is Michigan, where everything's collapsing, but you're not allowed to grow food up there. I've seen them in Tulsa want inspections of your garden to make sure you're not growing anything illegal. So you see, growing something's kind of Al-Qaeda. Prisoners aren't allowed to just grow something without the warden seeing what the prisoners are growing out there. Yes, sir, boss. Need to take a bathroom break, boss. He says, if you look at the dictionary, suitable means common. You can look throughout the city. You'll never find vegetable gardens. So in a front yard, you don't do that, slave.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Larry Pratt with incredibly important news. Guns of America coming up here in just a moment. Working out some audio issues with his ISDN line. We've also got a guest coming up who was in Quartzsite, Arizona, and she tried to speak at city council in her three-minute communication and criticized the police. The police said, we're not going to allow you to speak, even though she was very polite. The mayor said she's authorized to speak. The police said, shut up to the mayor. You know, just, we're doing it. And we've got, you know, the video's been out for a few days, and it just shows the insanity of what's going on in this country. I just read a report out in Michigan where they're not allowing folks to plant little pretty gardens in their front yard. And even though the code says they can, they say they can't. And Tulsa, Oklahoma is moving to have inspections of all gardens because you might grow something illegal. Prisoners aren't allowed to have a garden even in their backyard. You might grow something bad. The government's gone crazy. The government has gone crazy. And the country is collapsing. Now, we ran this special last week, and we sold out of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And I extended it for one more week, but we added into the five films, two films. So there's six films now. It's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death on one DVD, and then The Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, very important, Terror Storm, History Government-Sponsored Terror. So that's five DVDs, six films, $29.95. It will end. I'm running it through the weekend so you can finish up, but it will be gone Monday. Special will be over. I extended it 1 week, but it's over. It's over Sunday because I want to give people a chance to order it. You get Mark Dice's book free on top of it, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. There's big banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that are both available right there. But this special will be over. I'll have them take it down Monday morning or maybe even Sunday evening. If you want to take advantage of it, and your purchase also supports this broadcast and what we're doing here. So again, Infowars.com, or you can also call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And as long as your letter is postmarked by Monday, we'll accept those orders as well to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay. Larry Pratt, Gunners of America, is joining us. We've been covering this for 2 years. In fact, 6 years ago, Sela Castillo, DEA retired agent, said that that the U.S. government was helping ship guns into Mexico to destabilize, and even named names, and went over where the training was happening, and that they tried to hire him for this. Then 2 years ago, he came out and said, Obama has accelerated it. They're helping get illegal guns into Mexico to blame it on gun shows. He was on record. ATF then raided him, charged him for selling two shotguns at a gun show legally. This was a former sniper in the Army, DEA agent retired. I mean, they sent him to jail for this. So we were on this 2 years ago. Then Obama and Holder start saying, our guns are causing what's happening in Mexico. We got to have the assault weapons ban again. You can only sell one gun at a gun shop. You got to report to us, even though it's not the law. So we knew they were doing this, this operation, blaming the Second Amendment for what's happening in Mexico when they have a total gun ban down there. And the cartels have got grenade launchers, armored vehicles. Most of their weapons are fully auto. They got fleets of aircraft all over the world, that, you know, the drug dealers do. And so all of this is going on. So it didn't make a lot of sense 6 years ago. Why would they be shipping the guns in? Well, they wanted to blame the Second Amendment. And that's what you get from the ATF. But now we know in the last 2 years, this was directly ordered, according to the ATF, by the Attorney General. When the ATF director got on the hot seat, he now has broken and with the establishment and said, look, I'm not going to hang for this. We were ordered to do this. And of course the ATF was. They wouldn't do this on their own. Now, the new report is U.S. government openly admits arming Mexican drug gangs with 30,000 firearms. That's at Infowars.com by Mike Adams from Natural News. And continuing here, and then we're going to our guest, the real expert on this, Larry Pratt, a New York Post. Fast and Furious gets hotter for Holder. Here's another one. Breaking: 43 weapons at Phoenix traffic stop linked to Holder's gun running scandal. Fox Nation. It's also been linked to police officer's death. This is a big deal. And we got Nixon online to Congress and to investigators. We've got Holder, who ran the Oklahoma City cover-up. That came out in emails as Deputy Attorney General for Miss Reno. And so Larry Pratt, the President of Gun Owners of America, nonprofit lobbying organization formed in 75 to preserve and defend the Second Amendment. The NRA is a sellout group. They've proven that. They would never talk bad about them until recently because it got so obvious. Good NRA members, but the leadership is basically playing possum. Without gun owners, we would not have a Second Amendment right now. He's a former member of the Virginia House of Delegates, and it's gunowners.org. This is a big deal. We've got him for this segment and the next, joining us from Virginia, outside D.C., there at Gun Owners Headquarters. Am I right in saying this could bring down the entire Justice Department, Obama, and once and for all really show who the victim disarmament crowd is?
Alex, when this began, the media was ignoring it. They're still trying their best to ignore it, the Democrat media, I should say, because they're just an adjunct of the Democrat Party that's in power, and they didn't want to embarrass their guys. But it's gotten to the point now, and it's been covered enough by some of the mainstream, like Fox, and a little bit by CBS, that we're beginning to hear even some of the politicians talk about these guys need to be put on the stand. Alan West, a new representative from South Florida, called for an independent prosecutor. I think it's probably important that we look at the words that we use. I don't think it can be an independent prosecutor, because I believe that would require the cooperation of the criminals themselves in the Justice Department. But there is a way to get at this the way the representative wants to do it, and that's an independent counsel. Put him in the Sergeant of Arms' office. There's money for doing this. Have his own staff and his own office space. And then he's basically in charge of the Capitol Hill Police. That's actually what the Sergeant-at-Arms, one of his responsibilities. There are, I think, about 10,000 of them. And they can arrest within the District of Columbia for any crime that was committed in the Capitol. Well, perjury would be one of those crimes. And Representative Issa, the head of the Oversight Committee, has been talking, well, he uses his words very carefully, but he said, I don't think Mr. Holder was truthful when he testified. Well, probably the flip side of that is he is a liar. And this thing is getting to the point where the pot might start to boil.
Because for those that don't know, the head of the ATF said no, he has perjured himself because he knows he's about to get his head politically chopped off. The Mexican government wants to prosecute in Mexico the ATF people that did this. Remember, 3 months ago, they tried to claim the ATF officers that blew the whistle and did their job, who are honorable, that they were liars. We know the head of the ATF told Congress, hey, I never knew about this. Now we have his emails. Now Holder's saying he didn't know. The head of the ATF saying he did. Well, obviously Holder knew. For 2 years, as you know, we talked about 2 years ago, their strategy is to blame what's happening on Mexico on the Second Amendment, shutting down gun shows, running fake stings with illegals. This is their whole Justice Department program.
Yeah, the ranking minority, Elijah Cummins, on Mr. ISIS committee, made a valiant attempt at spinning this by saying, well, this shows that we need more gun control. The ATF needs more power. That's why they had to resort to this particular program, because we haven't given them the tools. I think I've articulated as best anybody could what he was saying, and it doesn't pass the laugh test. I'm sorry. This is hopefully not only a time when we might see some impeachments of the Attorney General and one or two of the Assistant Attorney Generals, but the dissolution of the agency, but that won't do the job if we don't extirpate the law itself. What we have seen is that unconstitutional gun law leads to abuses of power such as we're talking about right now. And we don't get it to go away by transferring the functions to some other department in the FBI or other place in the Justice Department. Not only do we need to get rid of this agent, to get rid of the agency, but the law itself has to be on the block. We shouldn't have been regulating guns in Washington. What part of shall not be infringed don't they understand?
Well said. Now, for those that just joined us and don't know the whole history of this, this is a big deal to have Holder being accused by the head of the ATF of perjuring himself, and that being, in major newspapers. I mean, something has to give on this, but the ATF has a history of when they're under political pressure and about to be abolished, they go start a new Waco. They go start a new distraction so that everybody rallies around them.
The beauty of this one is that this one has gotten out of their control, and I agree with you that that would have been their tendency to try to set up a Waco, but now nobody believes them at all, and I think the dynamic may have actually shifted. I didn't think I would ever see something like this. Now, where it's actually going to end up, that's another matter, but these guys have already violated another law. They fired a whistleblower last week, Vincent Cefalu, who was blowing the whistle about the misdeeds of Fast and Furious, the current code name for this, and that's just amazing that they would do that while all this is going on. If he were not in the public eye, that might be one thing, but the guy's been on television. You can see him at Fox News in the William Lajeunesse archive. It's just extraordinary what they're willing to do. And I think that, we also found out yesterday that the head of the Tampa office for the ATF was running guns into Honduras. Why Honduras? Well, they want to blame us for Honduras, too, because the gangs in Honduras have been starting to work with the Sinaloa cartel out of Mexico. And I guess we want our fingerprints on that one, too. Incredible.
Incredible. We're translating this Mexican TV right now, but it's being reported down there that one of the top Los Zetas people that's been captured is saying they purchased firearms directly from the U.S. government, including shoulder-fired U.S. Rockets, and that's what we were told. Coming up, PrisonPlanet.com's got the big top story. Will NATO resurrect Operation Gladio to frame Gaddafi? Libyan leaders threat to attack Europe could provide NATO with the perfect pretext to launch a full ground invasion. Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones, and Kurt Nemo. Big detailed report at PrisonPlanet.com. Very important to get that out to everyone, with all these White House officials saying Obama needs a terror attack that looked like a strong leader and continue his takeover of society. Going back to Larry Pratt, I mean, Larry, you're calm about this. I'm calm somewhat about it, but I don't think I have words to describe how big a deal this is, that it's actually mainly Rupert Murdoch's outfits reporting on it, but it's confirmed. I mean, I see what the Congress people are saying. It's in some other newspapers.
I just went online during the break, and I found a Mexican source for what you were talking about. This guy by the nickname of El Momito, one of the leaders of the
Los Zetas.
Of the Zetas, yeah, has been blabbing. I'd seen something yesterday, and it didn't have the information that you pointed out, that the sales were actually, in some cases, being made by the government itself. And that's big stuff. That is a major piece of information that ought to have heads rolling all the way down the line. I mean, it's one thing when an agent who's a good guy is being told to do something that he just knows in his gut isn't right and it breaks the law and all kinds of procedures he's ever followed as a cop. But when he's involved in making the sale itself, that's now, we did know that there was a paid FBI informant that was doing a lot of these sales, and he was, this is like the Keystone Cops to a point, he was being surveilled by the ATF. They had no idea that the guy was a flipped drug dealer who was working for the FBI to stay out of jail. Now, that may be the way the guns were getting into Mexico. I haven't read enough of the article to know exactly if he gives details. But, yeah, that puts their fingerprints even more closely on...
Mexican TV is reporting that this top founder of Los Zetas basically said what Celi Castillo told us 6 years ago and then again 2 years ago, and he was a former top DEA agent in Latin America, that the U.S. government, i.e. DEA people, had been hired and were training and giving weapons to Los Zetas, and here it is on Mexican television. So this goes a lot deeper, and we're going to be getting a report on that out, because we're also having some of the Spanish checked first at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours. But, you know, I tell you, Larry, this could be the thing that would bring them down. Magnitude of the head of the ATF saying Holder's lying.
And what this guy was saying yesterday is something that we also knew about, namely the Border Patrol was in on this. That meeting 2 years ago that set up this particular Fast and Furious program included Border Patrol along with FBI and DEA. And what Momito was saying, that this Zeta was saying, is that there had to be some kind of a deal with the U.S. to get trunk loads of arms across the border. You never hear about trunk loads of arms being popped, and yet if we do find drugs going from time to time. So this is pretty strange that this was being allowed to happen, and of course now we know why. The Border Patrol was in on it too.
Well, this was all done to frame the Second Amendment, and we know for 2 years Holder's been saying, get rid of the Second Amendment, ban the semi-autos, shut down the gun shows. Do all of this because of what's happening in Mexico, and they knew full well the cartels were bringing in the guns, fully auto grenade launchers from other governments, other groups, but they needed to have lots of weapons showing up that were from gun shops, so they did it themselves. I mean, is this not a form of staged terror, a false flag, Larry Pratt?
Well, and I think the Mexicans would not only second that motion, but say it was an act of war against our country. And I don't think much of the Mexican government, but hey, this is not exactly the way to deal with anybody. It is monstrous that a policy would be developed with knowledge aforethought that unnamed people were very likely to end up dead. That was the warning of one of the whistleblowers. Are you ready to go to funerals? They knew what was going to happen. Of course they knew. And they just didn't care because they had ulterior policy design. We can't, you know, we don't have the smoking gun on that. We don't have a transcript from the meeting. But there's no other plausible explanation for something this bizarre, something this wicked to be done.
Well, we know that they want our guns. They want to end our culture of liberty and freedom, and they will do anything they can, including staging this false flag attack to get the Second Amendment. It's the M.O. of these people. Larry Pratt, thank you so much for joining us.
It's good to be with you. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate folks going to gunowners.org and staying posted on
Absolutely,
this.
My friend. Of Quartzsite, Arizona, here in a few minutes. Rob New has been working on the story for days and is going to give us a basic boil down before we go to her here in just a moment. arrested for talking about government corruption at the city council in her three-minute citizens communication. Arrested while the mayor says she's authorized to speak, do not arrest her. And boy, the stuff they did to her for being involved in a local newspaper. They came and said, we're shutting down your dog grooming place. We're revoking your permit, even though you've been here for years. I mean, it is scary what government can do. And I have news pouring in. They're banning gardens in people's yards. I mean, the government is out of control. So that's coming up here in just a moment. And then we'll cover a blitzkrieg of war news, staged terror news, fast and furious news, economic news with Bob Chapman next hour, and also open the phones up. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Go to purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Purewaterfreedom.com. There's also links on Infowars.com if you forget the name. Also, Interfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams of Natural News because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse. It also is high in naturally occurring iodine, which can help safeguard against the harmful effects of radiation. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238 or visit them on the web at interfood.com. And again, there's also links to the banners up on Infowars.com if you forget the website, enerfood.com. Okay, look, I've explained this. Some towns are good, some towns are bad. Some cities are known for being corrupt, others aren't. There's corruption everywhere. There's bad people who are dentists, that are lawyers, that are cops, that are military. I don't have a fetish of attacking police, but I do know that the federal government is standardizing police training everywhere. They're training them with TSA groping now. They're erasing the Fourth Amendment. I saw a video last night of a guy in Arkansas, Jonesboro, videotaping his neighbor being stopped by police. They put her in handcuffs. She's clean cut. Got her kid's bicycle in the back. Search her car, let her go. And he goes, you guys are Nazis. You're searching people out here without warrants. He's in his garage, probably about 50 yards away. They come up and they say, we're going to get you for your grass being too long. It's about an inch too long, a little bit over the curb. And they say, we're going to get you for a racial slur, talking about Nazis. And then they go into his garage, find a gun, and charge him with felon in possession of a gun until he went to court and he had no criminal record. They knew that. I see videos every day without looking where they beat someone up for no reason and then charge them with assault. They will beat the pulp out of you. Remember the ambulance driver? They get behind the ambulance driver, that famous footage, and the ambulance is going 60. You can see the cop going like 100. And it turns out he didn't even really have a call because you hear all the radio chatter. It's state policeman in Oklahoma. And turned out he'd had a lot of problems in the past, but his daddy and people are all hooked up in the police department. In the state police, and he pulls over the ambulance, and they've got a woman, turns out, having a heart attack in the back, and the guys get out, white guy and a black guy, and the first guy comes over, the white guy, and looks at him and says, we got a lady with a heart situation. Well, what? I mean, the guy looks like he's just seen Santa Claus in his living room on Christmas morning. I mean, he doesn't believe it. He's like, what's going? The cops go, get over there! I told you, get out of my way! And the driver gets out, a paramedic, black guy, comes over, big black guy, because you could tell he wanted to tear this guy up. And he says, what are you doing? He goes, you didn't get out of my way quick enough. Now, this cop car flies up on the tail, and maybe for 5 seconds, and they even try to get over. And there's no, it's a grass shoulder. So they fly up like maniacs on his hind end. They can't get over. The cop shoots around him, but then waits and pulls him over. It's really crazy. And starts choking the guy. And the ambulance driver's just going, what are you doing, man? I got a patient. And the cop's like, I start choking him, going, don't resist me. And the guy's really smart. He goes, I'm not resisting you. I'm not resisting you. And the state police came out at first and said, this is good. This is good policy. This is insanity. This is like employees that get out of control and think that they're your boss, or your children thinking you're your boss, or your neighbors thinking you're your boss. We had this crazy neighbor, that's why we moved years ago, who was saying we had an imaginary cat. We didn't have a cat. Okay? And was saying, you will come clean up the, and she was so crazy and looking at us and doing stuff that I told my wife, let's turn the other cheek, let's start cleaning up the cat poop. I said, let's get the house up for sale, let's get out of here. And it turned out her husband was like an engineer, quasi-retired for the state. They didn't like it that I was against toll roads. They would freak out on me in the yard about that. And then so she said, you're going to clean this up. And my wife said, we don't have a cat. She goes, yes, you do, little. It was like a witch. Yes, you do, little lady. And I said, turn the other cheek. Get the house up for sale right now. She'll black op us with CPS. These people work for the government. I said, let's get out of here. And I said, if she messes with us, we're going to sue her. We will destroy them. But let's just get out of here. We would go and weekly, dig up the cat poop and worship her. And she would stand there going, I can't believe your little cat. And we'd be like, yes, the little cat. Because these are mentally ill government worshipers. They both had worked for the government. He still did. Now, I mean, I'd walk outside and they'd see me. He would just shake with hate. Shake with hate. Now, this is what government is. You give them this power. Now, for the rest of the hour, we're going to be getting in to this with Jennifer Jones. And I actually have the WorldNet Daily article here. Nazi police kidnap woman at town hall. That's what happened. That's what it is. Official oppression is a form of kidnapping. It's like cops that pull up in front of topless bars when the drunk dancers come out. They say, honey, you're going to service me in the back of the car. That happens all the time. It says, I'm not going to quit until I see them in jail. The small town in Arizona is suddenly a YouTube sensation after a town hall meeting devolved into a physical clash. They always call it a clash. They grabbed her. Was forcibly removed for speaking during a public portion of the event. Jennifer J. Jones, 45, of Quartzsite, Arizona, was taken into custody by local police at the behest of the council members who did not want her to be able to speak over the objections of the mayor, who pleaded with officers not to remove the woman. Now, you've studied this case. I want to give people the news behind the news on what happened here.
Right. This starts off in April of 08. And, Alex, it's insane. Basically, Jennifer Jones is a lady who moved to Quartzsite with her husband to start a dog grooming business, or to keep her dog grooming business going. She kind of wanted to go semi-retire and just live life. And so in April of 08, she witnesses a code enforcement officer and a policeman harassing one of her neighbors. And instead of turning the other cheek...
They can't let the ants get together.
Oh, exactly. And so instead of minding her own business and turning her head, she stays and is a witness. And so her neighbor comes up and says, what should I do? And she says, well, you need to work with them now, but you need to, I'll be a witness for you. We'll work on your rights. And so then the code enforcement officer and the policeman turned to her and said, well, what can we get you with? So they start harassing her. She's been called a transient because her business is mobile. She has a RV and a trailer and she moves them around wherever she gets the best rates.
They destroy the economy and then treat you like a gypsy for if you live in a shack or have a mobile business.
And so she's been up fighting these people, and it's police chief, it's code enforcement, it's the city council, and most of the city council.
It's a mafia.
Yeah, they've essentially set up shop in Quartzsite, and they don't want anybody messing with what they're doing, which is probably, raising the water rates. They just raised those up. They took this public prosecutor who's they've just hired, and this guy is being investigated right now. So they hired him because he's doing exactly what they want, because their original prosecutor wouldn't go after Jennifer Jones. And so this is all built up to a head. She started her own newspaper, the Desert Freedom Press, and she started writing about this stuff. And people started coming to her with their problems. So she's kind of becoming this pro se, quasi pro se attorney.
She's standing up.
Exactly.
And she's walking tall. And the next thing is they come into her business taking photos, tell that story, and then they go back and then revoke her license, stamping.
Right. The code enforcement officer's out there taking photos of her business. And she said, what are you doing? You're trespassing. And she asked them to leave. Well, then the cops show up and they side with the code enforcement officer and take her to jail for disrupting what it ends up being, disrupting an official business. But at that point also, there was another incident where they wanted to come in and look at her business. And she said, not without a warrant. And they said, no, we don't need a warrant. And they walked right in. And she said, no, I have a business license. I have every right to be here, because they wanted to try to say the property she was on is not zoned for a business, even though it's a swap meet center where they have swap meets every Saturday, Sunday.
Sheriff of Nottingham behavior.
Exactly. So then the code enforcement officer goes into the court records or the county records and actually writes on there, revokes her business license and signs it. And then when she goes back to get it this past July, it was up this July that we're in now. And they said, no, you can't get one. You know, it's
well, that's right like here. The story out of Oak Park, Michigan, where they put these little vegetable boxes out in front of the house. It looked very nice. Somebody didn't like it, and it actually says that it can have gardens, but it quotes the court enforcement guy saying, I've decided you can't.
Right. Well, this gets even weirder. And in January of this year, the police chief gets up and he starts reading about crime statistics and stuff like that. And then at the end, he goes, well, I got something I want to bring to your attention. And he talks about what was written in her paper. One of the writers, Annie, mentions her name. And this is right after the shooting, the Gifford shooting. He says, you know, he starts equating what they're saying against, you know, police corruption and official corruption, starts equating them to Jared Loughner, trying to say, this is what's going to happen if we don't put a stop to this. So basically, if you speak out against what's going on, you're suddenly Jared Loughner.
No, that's what they teach cops now.
Who is a minor.
Anybody that talks about freedom wants to kill the cops.
Exactly. And so from there, then you get to the court case where, or the case in city council where she wants to stand up. She's been recognized by the mayor, who's doing.
And something worse, the citizens are now electing good people.
Exactly.
They've elected a mayor. They're taking their town back.
Right. You can't have that because you have this appointed city council. They've all appointed their friends so they can run the mafia. And they don't want her to speak, so they start calling out motions. They start telling the cops to grab her. And so they take her away, but they didn't charge her with anything. So I guess she might be filing kidnapping charges.
She's got to do it with the state police. Let's play a short clip of her being arrested, and then we'll go to Jennifer Jones. There's a whole bunch of these clips shot from different angles. Must be 20 different videos online, but here's one of them right now.
No.
Hit pause. The mayor is saying, I have control of the meeting. It's her turn to speak. Let her speak. And the police are grabbing at the microphone
right.
with her as she's trying to talk, because obviously she's with Al-Qaeda. Jared Lee Loughner talking is evil. Let's go ahead and play the rest of it.
No, you may not. You may go to the back of the room, sir. It's my meeting.
The mayor says, my meeting. And they arrest her. Or detain her.
Yeah.
They do it.
She got treated for a sprained elbow after this incident.
I'm in charge of this meeting. Will you sit down?
But they are grabbing her.
This lady has the floor. She's exercising her.
That's the police chief right there.
Hey, what about the rest of the audience?
And they deserve a turn without the council yelling out.
And, of course, these tyrants act like this. If they'd have just left her alone, it wouldn't have got all the attention.
Exactly.
But no, I mean.
The people here tonight is what a
okay, please.
Tax.
The majority of this council has moved.
There's no motions in front of the council right now.
Hit pause. Yeah, the rules are once it's in front of the council,
right.
You have to hear it.
Yeah.
And it's her time to speak, but now they're saying, no, we're not going to do that. They're now voting, and of course, she's talking about their corruption.
Right.
And so they don't want this being discussed, and they want to run out of town because she's got this newspaper. Let's continue, and then we'll go to her. Here it is.
This is called to the public. I have been writing model ordinances for the last decade.
You can't make motions during calls to the public. That's not on the agenda. This is
as staff informed everyone, this is a framework. This tax is not mandated.
All right.
You are in violation of my rules of order, Sergeant.
Yeah, you're not going to talk about taxes in America.
Do not resist.
They arrest her right here. Now they grab her. The officer. Everybody always, sir, sir, but they treat us like trash. Here she goes. The mayor's saying, let her speak.
Chief, you are in violation of my rules of order.
The mayor's saying, stop it. That's enough. It goes on, and they take her out. Let's go to Jennifer Jones. Jennifer, what happened once they drug you out of there?
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I just want to say thank you for shining a spotlight on what's happening here, because I truly believe that cockroaches run from the light. what happened was, I thought that they were just going to remove me from the meeting. And so I thought they were just going to throw me out the door and shut the door on me. I got outside, and then at no time did they ever tell me I was under arrest. And my understanding is you're either free to go or you're under arrest.
Now they're God.
You know, so I'm waiting for those magic words, you're under arrest, but I never heard them. I heard stop resisting the officer.
They always do that.
And, you know, all of that nonsense. But they took me outside, and my husband and another gentleman were standing right there, and they handcuffed me. They had pulled me out by my arms, especially the one tall officer Patterson, shoved me outside, and then he twists my arm up behind my back and he says, "Relax, relax." And I said, "I am relaxed." And he says, "No, relax, relax." But he's twisting my arm a direction it doesn't want to go, and he's already twisted it.
That's all part of the mind game. So after he beats you up, he can charge you with something.
Right. So they handcuffed me, and they walked me around to the woman officer, Garcia, walks me around to the back of the building. And then she writes me a ticket for disorderly conduct, which I thought was really strange. Because first, I didn't know if I was, now that they've handcuffed me, but they still never said I was under arrest. She said, "Well, will you sign the ticket?" And last time they tried to pull this, they invented some crazy misdemeanor that I didn't even know what it meant. So I refused to sign the ticket until they told me who made the complaint and what it meant. And I went to jail for that, too. But this time I'm like, well, if I don't sign this ticket and they take me to jail, I may not get medical attention in jail. So I'm like, yeah, I'll sign the ticket. You know, it's on videotape, multiple videotapes. I even asked her, is your badge cam on? And she said yes. And I said, good, I can't wait to get that video. So they released me to the ambulance service that took me to the county hospital. I knew it wasn't broken, but I felt like something had torn in my elbow, maybe a tendon or a ligament or something.
You've been taught a lesson, yeah.
And I'm sorry, what?
You're evil. Please continue.
Yes, I'm horribly evil. The people that have been trying to take back our little desert community have been called by the council anarchists, seditionists, mob, you know.
They called George Washington that, too. Stay right there.
I'm in good company.
Yes, Jennifer Jones is our guest. We'll be right back with her and also Rob Dew, a reporter and camera guy here at Infowars.com. And we'll be right back on the other side. We'll have her for two more segments and an 8 after next hour. Bob Chapman and a huge news blitz on so many key fronts. They got money to arrest her, but they don't have money to keep the space. It always happens the same. As societies degenerate, people make excuses for the corruption. But humans act the same way we've acted for tens of thousands of years. And there's no doubt, there's nothing more dangerous than these entitled bureaucrats who think they own and run everything. And I'm seeing videos all the time where city council people are beating each other up and police are arresting mayors when they're criticizing. Remember that video? And they beat the mayor up. Where government is just going nuts. And as the economy implodes, it's only going to get crazier. Talking to Jennifer Jones from Quartzsite, Arizona, and the story the last 4 or 5 days that's been one of the biggest on the internet, describe the town. Describe what's going on. Describe the different power structures and why they didn't want you to speak. What were they so scared of?
Well, our new budget is being proposed right now, and we had a work session on it a couple of days earlier. Of course, they try and plan a lot of these special meetings and work sessions early in the day when people are at work so they can't attend. I'm self-employed, and I can be there. And the mayor had only gotten the budget packet the night before, and he had done a horrible thing and shared it with some of us in the community so that we could see what was being proposed. So several of us showed up to the budget proposal, and some things started to look a little interesting to us. And I was trying to figure out how they'd balance the budget when we had borrowed a couple of $1 million from the State Highway User Revenue Fund just to balance the budget the year before. Of course, they keep those state highway funds commingled with our general fund, shifted money from that commingled fund to pay for water and sewer, then have no repayment plan to pay it back. And they go, but it's not illegal what we're doing. It's just creative math. And I had noticed that they had put this proposed privilege tax into this evening's session that they were going, it appeared very clearly that they were going to pass a 2.5% tax and expand the types of categories of businesses that will be included in Arizona's privilege tax. Right now it's only motels, campgrounds, certain activities, very specific activities. So basically every business in the town almost would have had a 2.5% tax increase, even businesses that are not subject to sales tax.
And you thought as a citizen and taxpayer you would talk?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think you're in America, lady? Are you crazy?
No,
you don't.
No,
you
I'm
don't get
America
to talk about them bloating the government and taxing you and feeding on you and getting raises.
What happened, Alex, that night wasn't an accident. What happened that night, people have to understand, this was very well planned out. 2 days before this meeting, the police chief and his sergeant and the building official slash assistant town manager had hooked up cameras in the meeting room for the first time in years and gotten the cameras going, and they thought on the instant replay they might catch some of us anarchists and seditionists, you know, speaking out of turn or something in the audience. Maybe they were going to go back and write us tickets and beat us down some more. But sometimes, you know, instant replay means the other team gets the ball, and in this case, they got caught breaking the law. And they got caught being out of control. But they were under an obligation to put this police chief on administrative leave. 80% of his police force went to ASCOPS, their state union, filed criminal and ethical misconduct charges on him about a month ago. Their own procedure manual said that if an officer is under investigation for criminal conduct, if there's an allegation made, he's supposed to be placed on paid administrative leave while an outside law enforcement agency investigates the complaint. Instead of putting the police chief on leave, the mayor called a meeting to do it, and they wouldn't show up to the meeting. So then, at the regular
meeting... So WorldNet Daily is right when they talk about kidnapping and mutiny. I mean, this is just... Even 80% of the cops are saying he's got to go, and
absolutely,
it's like, no. And the mayor says, be quiet, let her talk, and he says no. Well, why not just make the police chief God? I mean, not just king. Why don't we make him king of Courtsville, Courtside?
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting. A woman named Violet Kiss, who's a supporter of the small group...
Tell you what, stay there back in 1 minute. I want to hear about our new king.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, most people, and I know a lot of family that lives in different parts of Texas, they're just raising the taxes everywhere. People are going bankrupt. Everything's falling apart. And government doesn't care because they're in there. Anytime you investigate breaking state, local law, stealing the money. Because folks now just say, that's the government building. That's where the king lives. You don't go. And so you do show up in a lot of these things and they go, you think you're going to talk about the taxes and say you don't want them? You're going to jail. You don't do that in America. And you heard the police chief got up and said, these people may want to kill cops.
Yeah.
You want to, in previous speeches, you want to talk about cutting taxes or not having us raise them? You're evil. Going back to Jennifer Jones from Courtside, Arizona, I brought up the fact that why not make the council members who don't like the mayor and the police chief, why not just go ahead and admit that actually Christ may have returned to earth and that he may be living in Courtside and may be the police chief? Did you ever think about that you may be engaged in blasphemy right now?
Yes, because someone wrote that in one of our local papers. They actually compared the police chief to Jesus Christ. And they said at the end of Christ's days before the crucifixion, he didn't have very many followers either, just like the poor police chief.
Jennifer, I'd never read this or known this. I was joking about the Jesus thing. I didn't know what you were going to say after the break. I didn't talk to you during the break, did you?
I couldn't make this up, Alex. I really couldn't make this up. One woman, Violet Kiss, has been writing the media, mainstream media newspapers, saying they're just disgruntled officers. Their criminal complaints of his abuse of NCIC against political opponents is just because he didn't give them a raise. And then this other woman, Hygieia Half Moon, wrote a letter comparing the chief of police to Jesus Christ. I almost fell out of my chair when I read it yesterday, and I thought, you know, we know they're not, we truly believe these people are not mentally well, some of them.
Well, how do you know he's not? Wait, are you a conspiracy theorist?
You know, Alex, I didn't used to be, But once I was in the National Forest and saw black gloves special ops ICS teams pointing guns at hippies in the forest who were praying for peace, I said, okay, maybe there is something to some of this.
Oh, no, no, but I'm saying you're a conspiracy theorist and that you're denying that he may be Christ.
Well, yes, I don't believe that he's Christ.
Whoa.
And I'm sorry,
So the camp that wants him to be, because, I mean, I was being sarcastic saying he'll be our king. You said, oh, no, let me tell you when we come back, I didn't talk to you. So I made the joke of, that he's not just a police officer. He may not just be a king, but God.
He's becoming a Christ.
And so he is now called God there. So where are you going from here? Are you going to charge him with kidnapping?
Well, I've got the forms to fill out, the complaint forms, because I want to make sure that nothing is thrown out for lack of correct protocol. You know, we're dealing with the government here, and it's a far stretch to ask the government to protect you from the government. But I am going to file a complaint with DPS, the state police, and with the state attorney general and with the Arizona Department, Division of the U.S. Justice Department, for what happened at this meeting and some of the other meetings, and make sure that.
So basically, now you're like the high priest in Jerusalem that called for Christ to be arrested. Man.
Yeah, it's pretty much the mayor and I have become sort of, and one or two other people who were willing to take the heat and put themselves out there have become the front line of defense for a couple thousand.
You've got a question to this accuser of Christ?
Yes. One of the two people you were talking about, do they attend the free coffee and donuts seminar held once a month by the police chief?
Oh, absolutely. He's got a group of apostles, I mean followers, that regularly show up to the meetings and applaud for him. They show up to his little coffee and donut feed, and they gaze adoringly at him and applaud for him.
Well, of course, they recognize that he's the Christ.
They kick me out of the meeting.
Oh, you got one more point? Go ahead.
I was going to go ahead and just plug her website, where you can keep reading up about all this stuff at thedesertfreedompress.blogspot.com, or just search The Desert Freedom Press.
Stay there. Let me say, body on the other side, get Bob Chapman's take on this and put a bookend on it. I can't believe, folks, we are talking to someone that is denying that the Messiah has returned. This is an extremist.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Rick Perry is getting ready to announce he's running for president. We told you weeks ago he will be running, so we made the announcement for him. I was just trying to put Rick Perry's name into the search engine, and when you type Rick Perry in, something else pops up first right beside it.
He's very happy.
He's having a very happy day. Kalu-ka-day, Frabjous Day. They're going to blackmail him so bad it's going to make everybody's head spin. But it's the way things work. Bob Chapman's been with us for the rest of the hour. I appreciate you being in here with us. We're talking to Jennifer Jones, an evil person who tried to speak at the city council meeting in the proper time to speak and criticized the police. And the police came and arrested her, even though the mayor said she can speak, even though she wasn't cussing anything. And a lot of folks are saying that's good. I mean, you don't talk in America. I heard a conspiracy theory that folks used to be able to talk in America at a city council meeting.
Yeah, well, some of the people in there are actually sheep, and they clapped when she was being let out. And it's ridiculous.
We're minions, yay, destroy all the freedom.
That's the thing. People are trained. Move along. Don't look. It's police business. Move along.
But then I was making the joke going, you know, into the last break of the previous hour that, and why not just make the police chief king then? If he tells the mayor, go take a hike. And she said, oh, no, actually, in the local paper, they say he's like Jesus. Repeat that, Jennifer Jones, for us. I'd like you to email me a copy of that, because you know what? Maybe they're right. I mean, this could be the second coming.
Well, I think you can read the comment on the other free newspaper in town. You have to realize that the front page ads are from Councilman Lucason, and the real estate ad is from Vice Mayor Barbara Cowell. And so it's a very subsidized free publication, but it's called the Desert Messenger. www.blogspot.com.
And there we learn about the police chief, maybe Christ.
Okay. Right, and on the left-hand side, it'll say click here to read the current edition. So all of your listeners can go to, they call it ironically the people's voice, except they've had a bad habit of censoring the voice of the people on our side of the dialogue, which is why I started my little newspaper. And I think if you really want to put a bookend on this and start to understand what's going on and why Quartzsite would be doing this, you have to realize that we sit about 90 miles from the Mexican border, right on US 95, north and south, and at Interstate 10, east and west. You can move anything through this area, and even though it's out in the middle of the desert, and it's full of people in motorhomes with solar power who live off the grid, and homeowners who want to keep their wells and not tie into city water, there seems to be, it always goes back to follow the money and location, location, location. We've been asking ourselves, why would these council members risk the incorporation, risk the insurance, risk everything for a $300 a month stipend? You know, we wanted to know where the money's going. That's what the mayor wants.
Well, ma'am, as you said, the police chief, earlier this year, you know, said that you guys might be violent.
Yes.
Because you're speaking about freedom and compared you to Jerry Lee Loeffner. And I think if the Christ, according to them, says this, it may be true. Listen, I want you to plug your website one more time where folks can... your terror site, I'm sorry, having your own printing press is very Al-Qaeda-ish. Tell us about this evil thing you've got.
Okay, well, first of all, I actually don't even have my own printing press. It's printed outside of the county. I'm just the writer and the the organizer, I suppose, the publisher. But it's the online version is at the Desert Freedom Press. .blogspot.com. That's http://. The Desert Freedom Press. .blogspot.com.
Okay.
It's a small liberty based, you know, independent.
Ma'am, we got FCC rules. You cannot say dirty words here on air like liberty. Oops. Another FCC fine. Ma'am, I really want to thank you for what you've done, and we'll continue to watch this as it unfolds. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you so much, Alex. You have a great day.
You too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to another major league troublemaker. And I want to apologize, everybody, that we have extremists like this on, but we're illustrating how dangerous they are. And he's going to probably talk about a lot of issues that are going to be very, very frightening to people. So joining us is Bob Chapman, author, lecturer, researcher, silver and gold broker, and ran at one time the biggest private newsletter in the world. And he's then retired and came back with the International Forecaster. And by the way, we do have the Mr. Leonard coming on with his lawyer, the black fellow with his wife, with the six kids, homeschooled, who had never gotten any trouble or had problems. We're living in a storage shed at the facility he managed with air conditioning and a little house he'd built after he lost his welding job and couldn't afford a home. And the CPS came and took his children because they could make a lot of money getting them strung out on pharmacological drugs, as 68% of foster children nationwide are. Oh, he's meeting with CPS at 2:30. So he'll be on with us right before. Did I say 2:30 or I say 1:30? Okay, great. Yeah, he's popping on with his lawyer. Going to Bob Chapman. Bob, just out of the gates, what do you think now of people that go homeless, families and living in tents and stuff, or even in air-conditioned little houses they build, now having the CPS swoop down, basically like a scene out of Planet of the Apes, and grab the humans in the nets and drag them away to the pedophile dungeons of the CPS?
It's not to be unexpected. It's an extension of capturing young people to do the things that they want them to do. And it's going to get worse, because at the top of the political and economic chain, there are a lot of people who have unusual desires. And that's what they're doing it for. And this behavior is rife, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And it has been for many years. There was reporting on this sort of thing back in the 1920s in relation to Nebraska and Boys Town and things like that.
Well, remember the thousands of missing kids in Florida that the feds had grabbed from the state, and then they were never seen again, and CNN just quit reporting on it. I mean, they'll take one child and make a huge fiasco out of it, you know, as a diversion, but then it's come out in the Chicago Tribune and even Houston Chronicle that DynCorp has been caught running white slavery, that means sex slavery, worldwide at an industrial scale with the UN. And guess who the biggest contractor for CPS officers, agents are? People don't know these are private mercs, a lot of them pedophiles here in the United States. Most of them are being grabbed by private mercenary contractor groups that run actual physical military mercenaries outside the U.S. I mean, we are literally preyed upon.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. And I know that they supposedly supply security for post offices and things of that sort. But I've never seen any of them around. I think they get paid for doing nothing. And it's just another racket. And you're right about the worldwide prostitution and pedophile situation that they're in. It was quite widespread in Bosnia. And, of course, the same creeps that were running Bosnia then are still doing so and running the drugs out of Afghanistan into Europe. But anyway, it all meshes into...
Oh yeah, anytime a UN force lands, it comes out in the news. Just that's why they joined the UN, I mean, it is to rape children. I mean, it's an army of pedophiles. We're facing an army of pedophiles.
And, you know, nothing gets done about it because there's so many people with odd sexual appetites that run cities, counties, states, even in the federal government as well. I'm sure you've been to Washington, D.C., and I don't have to take it any further. But I'm glad that the young lady is pursuing these people in that city, and I hope she's successful. A lot of these police types, law enforcement types, and people in other walks of life as well have a messiah complex. And it's what destroys people. It's a very unfortunate thing to happen to people.
Well, we've had a lot of TSA people go crazy and in a couple cases strip down naked and begin to yell, "I am God," and flopping around. They're enjoying themselves so much.
Well, could be. I haven't seen that yet, but...
Oh, no, I'm not kidding. We'll put it on screen. NBC, folks, TSA agent arrested after stripping down naked and declaring, "I'm God." No, I'm not kidding. They actually flip out.
Was this in Austin?
No, this was in Los Angeles. That was another case, too, where they went crazy and said they were God.
Well, I think that was, maybe they have a course there that you should act like a godlike creature, and maybe that's why they do that.
But see, here's the deal, Bob. As I get more power, real power, you know, as a big national syndicated host with hardcore political stuff, we're able to punch news out there and really sometimes set the agenda. I get more and more concerned and try to work harder and actually am even though I'm a good guy, I'm almost ashamed of the power and then want to be careful. But then I see these petty nobodies; they just go wild with a little bit of power.
Yeah, but that's why they do it, because they have no power and they want to have power. And they're extremely jealous of people like you who've got it all together, and they were incapable of doing so. And you're going to find that through your entire life. There's going to be no let up, because when you're in first place, everybody wants to kick you out. I've been there. I've done that. I've seen it. I've been subjected to it for over 50 years. And now it's your turn, Alex.
But I mean, but I'm not even that good. That's what's pathetic, is these people are so busy trying to shoot somebody else down that they don't realize life is winning. Having a good life, being a decent person is winning, not running around being worshipped like God. Bob Chapman, I want to get into the incredible military developments as they more and more mainline the fact they're going to ground invade Libya and stage some terror attacks to get that done.
Maybe just another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one.
Okay, there's two key reports up at InfoWars.com right now. New bill introduced in the House asks citizens to voluntarily pay down national debt, but it sets up this new federal debiting separately, even from your employer, out of your paycheck, and I guarantee you they're going to start just doing it to everybody. That's getting us ready for international austerity directly through the banking system. Also, will NATO resurrect Operation Gladio to frame Gaddafi? Because Gaddafi's saying, I will militarily strike back at you. You're attacking my country, I'll attack Europe. And they're like, oh my gosh, he may launch a terror attack. We've been bombing him for 3.5 months and have Al-Qaeda rebels attacking. He says he may fight back against Europe that's bombing him. How outrageous. And it's going to be like a time machine. They're going to say, we attacked him in April, and then he attacked us in August. That's why we attacked in April, was because of the attack in August, 4 or 5 months later. This is the total disconnect in Fox News and CNN. How outrageous that he might fire missiles at Europe after we're blowing up schools. But my issue is they also, he's playing into their trap. The globalists may stage terror attacks as a pretext to send in the ground forces. This is a serious situation. Bob Chapman, what's your take?
Well, you should never warn your enemy what you're going to do. And these people have a great military power in Europe and the United States. And so with that said, if you're going to do terrorist things, you go right ahead and do them, and then let them figure it out. And that's the way it should be handled. I received a letter this morning, email, and one of the subscribers had been at a family meeting, and one of the members was talking about Libya, and it was about the time that the aerial bombardment overflight situation began. Alex, how long ago was that? 2 months? 3 months?
Say that again, Bob?
The aerial bombardment in Libya. How long ago?
Oh, yeah, that's been going on for coming up on 3.5 months. You mean the aerial love?
Yes. Well, anyway, the gentleman who was at the family reunion happened to be with the United States Marine Corps, and they were being trained then to go into Libya, and that was 3.5 months ago. So this has been in the works for some time, and probably a long time prior to that. Many of the people in Europe agree with Mr. Gaddafi, not that they would normally do so, perhaps, but they think he's getting the raw end, and I do, too, and have from the very beginning. And
well, regardless, it's going to kill a bunch of our troops, further bankrupt us, and is all built on a lie, and the group that started the attacks 4 months ago is Al-Qaeda on record. What are we doing this for Al-Qaeda for?
Because we control Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and their creatures and creations of MI6 and the CIA, and have been for a long time. And we've discussed this in the program before. So now they're bringing them in the open to do their dirty work for them. And I have seen reports, I don't know how true they are, of Mr. Gaddafi trying to find an exit by using the influence of Russia. I don't know how true that is. It seems somewhat out of character because he, in fact, would be abandoning his people. But, you know, in situations, people do strange things as well. But the whole thing is we want another geopolitical position, and let's rape the country. And we've gone over on the program before what's available in Libya or attached to Libya, and they want to steal it all. It's pretty simple.
Well, he's now handed out 2 million AK-47s, hundreds of thousands of RPGs. What's going to happen when U.S. forces roll into that?
They are going to have losses. And I discussed this yesterday on the Marine Disquisition. And that is a program that goes directly to servicemen, active and retired, but mostly Marines. And we discussed that, and I said, I want the Marines out, to stay out of there. I don't want any more of our young people getting killed.
I agree with you, Bob. Stay there. We're going to shift gears. Be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We've only got about 27 minutes left in the live Friday broadcast. I know all about the CPS. I've been battling them since I got on air 16 years ago, and they hunt poor people. They mainly, I'm just telling you, with black children, they get them, they drug them, they say they're special needs, and they get hundreds of thousands of dollars. On average, foster children in Texas, 68% of them are on seven different psychotropic drugs. That's also the national average. It came out in New York Daily News 5 years ago that they take black children from their mothers and have them sign medical forms that we'll take the two-year-old if you don't give us the eight-year-old, and they actually test pesticides on them till they die. You cannot make this stuff up. Now, the CPS courts were set up in 1910, first in New York and then in Boston, from the Rockefeller Foundation. Then Hitler picked it up in the 30s. It's a race hygiene is what they called them, courts. They're not real courts. That's how they can do what they do. The CPS are mercenaries. A lot of them are DynCorp that also run child kidnapping operations worldwide, where they actually been caught running the sex slavery. So they call themselves officials. They're not. Most of them are private pedophile contractors and scum. And they've been caught over and over again. It's on record. Others are just mercenaries. Whether you work for the government or not, it is pure evil. It operates outside the Constitution. We're going to Prince Leonard. And of course, he and his wife had their home there at the place that he maintained. He lost his job as a welder 3.5 years before, and they came and took their children for the crime of being poor. The CPS said, yeah, we'll take you if you've got your kids' clothes in boxes. So we're going to be talking to them in a moment, and Bob Chapman will also have questions riding shotgun with us here every Friday in the third hour of the InternationalForecaster.com. I wanted to briefly tell you this week's winner of a contest that efoodsdirect.com/Alex has been running. Marina S. from Minnesota, congratulations on winning an entire year food supply from efoodsdirect.com. At the end of each week for the next 3 weeks, one of our lucky listeners will win an entire year of high-quality storable foods from efoodsdirect.com. We will be announcing the winners at the end of each week on the broadcast. It's easy to enter for free at efoodsdirect.com/Alex or click on one of their banners at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Be prepared before you need it and get your own supply of the best horrible foods out there from efoodsdirect.com. So I've told you, you've got to at least have a family. As the economy goes into depression, they're going to take your children. It's happening everywhere. They're now locking people up in Sacramento, the homeless people. They won't let them stay in tents. They lock them up at night in a sports stadium. We reported on that 2 years ago. This is their program of control. Now, I spent the whole first hour on this because of watching the media act like it's legitimate to take somebody's children. In this case, from what looked like a pretty nice house with a toilet, dry toilet they put in, chemical toilet, computers, homeschooled. They've got air conditioning, and I grew up around folks where the maintenance people, lived in what you'd call a shack. Some of the best living in the world's done in that. Some of the most unhappy people in the world are living in mansions. But my point is this is the lawless evil of the CPS. Well, they will take your children for dirty dishes in the sink when they're five times more likely than any other group to abuse children, according to the Justice Department, the Time Magazine cover piece, The Shame of Foster Care. Now, enough from me. I want to introduce you to the activist, Minister Quanell X, who this happened a month ago, we've now learned, who finally got the media to cover it and has been helping Prince Leonard and his wife, his six children. And who should speak first, Mr. Leonard or Mr. X?
It's Brother Quanell. Well, I just want to say thank you, Mr. Jones, for allowing Mr. Leonard and I to come on your radio show this afternoon. We're grateful. And I also want to commend you for challenging and going after CPS, because the things that you said about it earlier is absolutely right. The only reason why Mr. Leonard's family have had their children snatched and taken away from them is strictly because, in the eyes of a CPS investigator, their living conditions were not conducive to her liking, so they took the children. These children are A and B honor roll students, never had one dismal report in school. They were not abandoned. They were not neglected. There was no allegations of drug or alcohol abuse or molestating allegations, none of that. They strictly said that because you are poor and your standard of living does not meet the CPS investigator's liking, they took all six of this man's children and his wife's children. And they called him at his job. His wife called and she told him what was going on, and unfortunately there was nothing he could do at the time. But the reason they have given everybody, including myself, is they were poor. They were not living in a dangerous environment, just poor. And the Leonards moved out of a dangerous environment and lived in their car because they were in a housing complex where drugs and alcohol and prostitution and gang violence was running rapid, so the kids couldn't go outside and play.
By the way, I've seen on Google Video and Google Earth, there's like forest, woods, there's a big fence around the RV boat slash container park, a big area for children to play, some tattletale, saw kids playing behind a fence and called CPS to begin with. And we did actually talk to some of the people when they first lost his job when they were in a shelter, and a lot of these places are hellish, so he did the only thing a father could do. He didn't go on welfare. He kept working and was saving money and literally built them a home. That's the American way, I thought.
And that's the most important thing that everybody needs to understand here. Mr. Leonard refused to take food stamps. He refused to apply for welfare. He refused to apply for housing. His position was, just so long as I'm healthy and able to work, I'm going to work until my change comes. Why punish this man when CPS suggested he should apply for welfare and food stamps and housing, but he didn't want government assistance. He wanted to do it for himself, and now they've taken this man's children.
Unbelievable. So continuing here, bringing Mr. Leonard on, tell us about your wife, your children, how long it's been since you've seen your six darling children who just have electric energy in their eyes. They don't look like these, mainline Prozac head kids that are out there. Describe what you've been through and where this is going, because I'm now told, due to attention, that you are getting a home, but CPS, they don't like to be proven wrong. That is a nicer home or something more to their godlike liking. So we don't know yet if you are going to be getting your children back right now. And supposedly you're going to be meeting with them in about an hour.
Yes, sir. Well, they came 2 days before Father's Day. Took my children. I was at work, and my wife called me on the job, and she was telling me about CPS taking our children, and I was like, wait a minute, ask the lady her name. She told her name, and then I say, ask her to give some paperwork. And she says she's going to take our children to make sure that that's who she's with. She didn't want to give my wife the paperwork, so I told her to call 911. She called 911, and the police came, and finally she gave my wife a piece of paper. And it's been, our life has been upside down. You know, the place we stand in is quiet, no children. You know, a lot of times we sit and look at the pictures or look at the wall and say, you know, just thinking about them.
I've often thought about this. Having my three children torn away, I don't think I could control myself. I mean, what was the horror like when they tore them away? What did your little ones go through?
They were crying. Like, my daughter told me that my two-year-old, which is my youngest one, he cried all the way from the place to the grandparents' house, and he cried a long time. You know, he was nursing, you know, and they just stripped him away from my wife. My wife asked him for a breast pump, and they said they was going to get one, but they never got a breast pump. I could count on my hand, on one hand, how many times they coordinated. They called us and talked to us. They never did that. They didn't do nothing. They didn't try to help us out. They didn't offer us nothing. They said, we're going to take your children away from you.
Well, the good news is at least they are with the grandparents, but you never know what the CPS will do now. And that's another point. Why just take the children away? Why not then offer you some help?
Well, that's the question. My wife asked her like five times. I was on the phone. She asked the lady five times, you know, will you help them? We told people at the public school our issues, and they asked us if we offer you help, will you accept it? We said yes, but nobody never helped us. So we had to do for ourselves, and that's what I've been doing. I work, and just keep working. And one day, you know, one of these good days, I have me a place for my family, and this could be behind us now. That's how we looked at it. But in the meantime, we're not going to do nothing illegal. We're not going to do nothing wrong. We're just going to do it how we're supposed to do it until we get us a place.
Well, describe for people, sir, how all this began. I mean, how you ended up having to move into the storage facility. But it had air conditioning, a toilet, everything. I mean, I saw the video. It looked pretty nice. Your children look extremely happy. I mean, since when is that a crime?
I don't know. We lived there. We left there at the apartment complex. What was going on? There was a lot of drugs being sold, and police were kicking in doors. And so I was like, well, I don't think I want to stay anymore. But we stayed there for like, I think, 2 years. And and every 6 months they would go up on the lease, but they wouldn't improve the place. And we had issues with rats and roaches. And after my lease was up, my wife and I, we left out of this place, out of this apartment complex. So we stayed in the car a little while so we could figure out what is it that we want to do. So we started staying in this here floating RV storage, and we fixed it up so it'll be livable. That's what we done.
Well, living in a big empty RV boat area basically a park there, it's so big, that sounds like a great place with children behind a fence, safe, than living in some crack-infested den. I want to bring the activist who's brought this story out to people up here, Minister X here, Quanell X. Sir, now we're told, though, that people have stepped forward and he is going to get a home. But obviously, tell us where that's going, but what the CPS is acting like, how they're behaving right now.
Well, we have successfully gotten them a place to stay that's more decent and more palatable to CPS's liking because they say they want them somewhere else. Well, we've gotten them that. What the family's in need of now is furniture, or appliances. Taking care of six children is hard, down on your luck. They need as much as they possibly can to make their home now where they're going to be going, a very palatable, acceptable place for them to live. But remember, CPS could come in and say, well, you don't have enough food in the refrigerator, or you have too many unclean dishes that's not being washed consistently. See, some of these CPS investigators are very arrogant, disrespectful to poor people. Yes, they have placed the children with grandparents, but now I'm being told by a CPS source they're going to do a home study on the grandmother. And if the grandmother is viewed to be too old, or if she's currently on medication, or she has some disabilities because of the ages of the children,
no, that's
they'll
him.
Take them from the grandparent and place them in foster care.
No, no, that's how they always work. To make themselves look reasonable, they'll do that at first, then they'll white glove inspect. For those that don't know, at West Point, they put white gloves on and go around the light bulbs and go under things. If any dirt gets on the glove, you fail. And then meanwhile, the CPS people, it's like Austin. They give you $3,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. And then I go to the city buildings, they got 2-foot grass, and council members got foot tall grass. You know, I've shown those video reports to folks, and it's really caused a stir. Total hypocrisy. So we need to get the folks some financial support. And obviously legal support is now coming so that they can't win this victory. People say, well, they're grabbing millions of kids overall every year. You know, the point is this has gotten attention, and we can't let this story get attention and then the children basically be completely taken away. As you were just saying, we've got to stand up and show people what needs to be done. What's coming up today in about an hour at the CPS meeting?
We have a meeting in an hour with CPS to discuss the terms and conditions of reuniting the family. And if the family meets the terms and conditions that CPS puts before us today, they're saying they will reunite the family. But I don't trust these terms and conditions. I'm going to scrutinize these terms and conditions. And if I find them to be unacceptable, we'll tell them to take them and we'll fight them in court. and we'll fight him in a court of public opinion, and we'll organize as many people as we possibly can to fight CPS, because sometimes they'll put terms and conditions on families that are absolutely unreasonable and unattainable. This man...
Yeah, they'll do things like, you got to pay $2,000 a month, and I've seen it higher, to go to all these family classes. You got to drive all these places. We're going to come in and inspect you every week. And then they find one thing they don't like. Then you've signed an agreement. They take your kids forever.
Right. Absolutely.
No, no. I mean, listen, they have bounties on children. They're not there to help children. Are there some social workers that aren't evil? In some cases. But the overall system is predatory. It's on record. Now, I'm told that there is an account number. You guys didn't even bring this up to me, but I'm bringing it up. I'm told that there is an account number for people, and I'm going to say right now, since other folks are helping, and now that there's a home, I was saying I was ready to go get him a place rented and put $10,000 down so he would have close to a year of it paid. But I'm going to give $5,000 of my money, because folks tied to these corrupt churches who, you know, buy big swimming pools and the rest of it, you're supposed to tithe to widows and the poor and people that are in trouble. So it's real charity, not the government with strings attached. I'm going to give $5,000 Monday, because my accountant who'll wire it, I'm too dumb to do it myself, I guess I gotta have my wife do it. I'm gonna wire $5,000 on Monday. In fact, I'm not gonna wait. I'm gonna do it today. I'm gonna wire $5,000 today, into this account. And I would ask everybody else to wire $5-$10 into this account, or if there's a mailing address, to help Mr. Leonard, because he didn't go on welfare. He built this home. You know, he did what rugged Americans are supposed to do. And we need to stand up to the CPS and say, it's not illegal to be poor. It's not illegal to not want to live in government housing. It's not illegal to want to raise your own children. We're human beings. Treat us like that. What are the best places to send contributions?
Mr. Leonard, give them the account number.
It's okay.
Bank of America, 488-029-678611.
Please say that two more times from the start, starting again.
488-029-678611. That's 488-029-678611.
And folks, a lot of you are going to say, what is it going to do to help one family? If we all started finding people in our street or our neighborhood, or like when I was a child, my parents really did this so I'd know how good I had it, taking me down many Christmases to be at the Salvation Army in South Dallas and to feed people and to do things like that at those soup kitchens. If that is what it's all about, if Americans started acting like this, even 2 days a month, and if you gave your money, and churches aren't going to like this, to people individually, like I've, you know, bought people medical beds, done things like that, stuff people never hear about. The point is, charity starts at home, and it's time for us to do this, not this big corrupt bureaucracy that's supposed to take care of us, that is nothing but a eugenics murder arm with a bunch of compartmentalized idiots that don't even know what they're doing. Bank of America, it's Prince Leonard. 488-029-678611. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more. We'll get some comments from Bob Chapman. They'll do 5 minutes of Overdrive with Bob Chapman. I want Bob Chapman, who will do 5 more minutes of us into Emergency Overdrive, internet only at Infowars.com, to cover some other news when our guests leave us here in a few minutes to ask any questions he's got. But I want to point out that you can go to, and I'm the one that recommended this, it's not added yet, QXJustice.com. That's the activist, Mr. X's website. He's a community activist in Houston who I've actually read about before. And he's going to add the number there on the site to the Bank of America account. I think that's very important to do. By the way, talking to him during the break, they took the children to state doctors, tried to dig up some dirt. They have nothing else to take the children away for. First, they were in the news when this broke on for July 4th, a month after it had happened, saying that the children were taken because the house, you know, was too cramped and wasn't nice. Now they're saying, well, there might be some other things. So they're really trying to cover their hind end, but they don't have anything else. And I cannot describe to you how evil CPS is from my own experience and how ruthless and how outside the Constitution they are. Bob Chapman, what's your take listening to all of this?
Well, we've been through this on the program a couple of times before, but we've never had an incident where they've gone in and taken a whole family of children out, and for very spurious reasons. And that's unusual. I think, too, minority communities should get together and fight this sort of thing. They actually have a little bit more leverage than we do. They certainly don't have the money that we might have, but the point is that they can make themselves heard. And they got to start thinking about that. And they can work with this activist gentleman in doing things like that to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
That's why I love going to you, Bob, because you bring up points that I meant to bring up. Where is the black community when, and I don't mean to get off into this, but this is part of it, when 52% of blacks are never born and are aborted, when the CPS just has a free hand in these communities institutionalizing these children for a future in prison once the state gets them, where is the NAACP? Where are all these organizations? Or are they out there speaking out against this? And is the media covering it up, Minister?
Civil rights organizations have become really just country clubs with membership to attend banquets, seminars, and functions. They are no longer playing the role of activist groups like they were in its inception. That's as far as black organizations go. But then the African-American community, many of us are being lulled off to sleep by what's happening with CPS because many of our political elected leaders never speak out against CPS. Not one African-American elected official has come to the assistance or the aid of the Leonard family. They all know what's going on in this city with the Leonard family, but none of them have said anything to the Leonard family or attempted to try to help because they themselves are in so intertwined with the system and seeing CPS as a state governmental licensed agency, they are closing their eyes to what this licensed kidnapping group is doing. And African-American children and minority children are the number one children set upon for kidnapping by CPS. And until there's an uprising from the grassroots community of the African-American community, hold black leaders accountable for their efforts in doing nothing about this. It won't change.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, we'll obviously have to check in with you next week as things develop. We're all going to pray for you because if we don't hang together, we'll surely hang separate. But finishing up with Mr. Leonard, sir, I bet you're feeling a little bit better now thanks to Mr. X and others that have come to your aid than you felt a month ago when they first kidnapped your children.
Yes, sir. Yes. Love the brother.
All right. Well, we're here with you to defend the family, and we appreciate you gentlemen joining us. I'll say bye to you during this one-minute break. That's it for the official show. Back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll come back for 5. All right, we're into overdrive. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and whether the children are white, black, Hispanic, I don't care what color they are. It's wrong what happened to them. And it's really sad that more people don't stand up for folks like this family. But I looked into the case all week, and it just disgusted me. And Bob, I apologize for cutting off half your interview today, but I appreciate you riding shotgun with us while you were there. Folks can check out your great work at theinternationalforecaster.com or call Midas Resources and get a free complimentary digital or hard copy at 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or find out more at gcnlive.com. But Bob, so much is happening in the world economy right now. Jobs came in that a little, the jobs hadn't been added, but not many, and that caused the market to go down. And obviously we've had the banksters expanding their takeover in Europe now, going into Portugal with threats of their rating level being dropped. In closing, in 4 minutes, what's happening with the economy?
Well, on these figures this morning, 18,000 jobs. The bottom line is really that 200,000 jobs were lost, not 18,000 were gained. It's another Mickey Mouse report. and they base it on the birth death ratio. And it's fabricated jobs. And it's been going on and on and on. I wrote a piece about it. You'll see it in tomorrow's issue. And it's far worse than what people think it is. And it's going to get a lot worse. You know, I've been saying for a long time, this is what the figures are going to be, and this is where we're headed. Net unemployment, 22.6%, we're going higher. And it's just showing up. It just shows you that everything Wall Street and banking and the media, major media, is coming out with is gobbledygook. It's not true. And a good example is a gentleman we just had on here with the six children. He's struggling to make a living, and many millions of Americans and people in other countries are doing the same thing. Switching over to Europe, we haven't heard the last of this thing in Greece yet. The people don't trust either party, and they're eventually going to probably have a revolution there. And I think Mr. George Papandreou is probably going to flee the country. And we thought that perhaps some help might come from the other party, but I'm not as optimistic as I was before that they might do so. The Greek Orthodox Church is doing everything they can to educate people as to what has been done to them. And I think this is a model which the bankers have put together so that they can do it to every country. And that means they just want to rape everything that they've got. And as you see, it's spreading through each country. And I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see an extension. We're looking at six countries now that are in serious trouble over there. There's going to be more because the French and the Dutch and the Germans and the Finns and the Austrians and a few others, they're paying all the bills. I mean, where is all the money going to come from? It isn't. And so those are festering, ongoing situations. We're looking at the same thing in America. Well, we look at the extension of the short-term budget deficit. What are they looking for here? We don't know exactly, but I'll tell you what I think they want to do. Close tax loopholes for the wealthy. And that will be patented, I think, on the 1986 Tax Reform Act by Ronald Reagan, which was a disaster for our country financially. 8 million millionaires went bankrupt for following the rules. So they changed the rules. No grandfathering, and lots of people lost everything. The other side of that is they want to increase the age of Social Security, and they also want to cut back on the payments.
So basically, total austerity. Lord willing, next Friday, Bob, we'll have a full hour with you to really walk through all of this. Thank you so much for joining us, Bob.
I'll see you next week, and thank you all for listening.
You bet. Folks, we're running this special if you want to support us and get great tools to wake folks up. Six of my films and Mark Dice's book free throughout the weekend, InfoWars.com. It's the Alex Jones Essential with the free book. It ends. We are ending it.